birds flying and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my own money. Reach them at npier.com. That's N-P-I-E-R.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to our show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
Speaking of retreats, you have one coming up real soon.
Our Better Men Annual Initiation into Manhood is happening September 23 through 25 in Santa Barbara, and it's an incredible opportunity for men to begin or to continue the process of being the best fathers and husbands that they can be and learning about themselves in the company of other supportive men. It's really it's potentially a transformational experience for the men.
I would second that thought, having attended several of the weekends, both as a participant and a team member.
Yep.
That I would heartily encourage people to attend. Men, not people. Men.
Yes.
We are not people. We are men.
But it's amazing how difficult it is for men to talk about themselves as men instead of people or guys. But that perhaps is a topic for another day.
Well, the topic today is parental hypocrisy, and I thought your first response was pretty good. What was it again?
What are you talking about? It wasn't me. well, you know, like hypocrisy, like other topics, if people didn't mean it, then it doesn't apply to them. Well, that's not what I meant. But you said it, you did it, and there are consequences. And it's something difficult for people in general to own that they may not have meant it, but they were potentially unconscious to it, but the message went out in one way or another, and there are consequences to these messages. And I think a lot of the work that we do with the men, and I think a lot of the work that men and women do generally to just find self-improvement, is to become conscious to what actually is motivating their behaviors, and because once you see it, then you can change it.
There is a distinction, though, and I'm kind of curious how you would label it. Sometimes you might say, I didn't mean it, but you really did. And sometimes you could be misunderstood. So how does a initiated man distinguish between the two?
Well, when we're in the circle of men and something happens, the other men have an opportunity to clear with them. Meaning, I'm going to tell you how I feel about what happened, and I'm going to tell you what I need in the future. I'm going to tell you how what you did sort of affects my trust with you, and here's what I need to do to trust you again, and you can agree to sort of own it or not. And in that process, you have an opportunity to see whether it was an anomaly or whether it was really something about who you are as a man that you need to look at. And that's something for us to decide individually. I mean, we have to decide whether we want to make changes. All the other men can do is reflect back what it's like being with you.
Well, so, you use the expression owning it. So what you're talking about is, depending on the feedback you get, you can choose to acknowledge it or own it, to use your vernacular, or not. But let's take, for instance, let's say we were in a group and you overheard me speaking negatively about a man. And you thought it was me speaking about you. And then you called me into the circle and said, Bruce, I really don't like when you talk about me that way. And I then say to you, Wayne, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about my brother. Mm-hmm. That's an honest case, if I'm being honest, which I'm suggesting the person or me would have been, where it's just a misunderstanding.
Yes, but of course, then I would call you on talking to another man about it rather than talking to your brother directly.
But okay, that's different. But right. But there is misunderstanding. It's not always...
Misunderstandings happen, but not as often as I think most people would like to believe.
Okay, that's interesting. Elaborate on that. Tell me why you think that's the
case. Well, I mean, it just goes back to the point I made before, is that we do things, we see the world a particular way, and we're unconscious to whether that's really having an impact on people. And we might be very secure in our feeling like, no, I didn't mean that. I'm not angry with you. I didn't mean to do that. That's not where I was coming from. But if you have experiences with somebody where you see over and over again, or you feel over and over again that, wow, I'm just feeling a lot of hostility from you. And these things that you're doing, you may not mean them, but at least they're affecting me that way. At least there's reason to have a discussion. Now, you may find that perhaps this person isn't angry, and it's all about you, but that's good to find out, too. The only way we discover these things is by having the courage to talk to people about them, not accusing them, but sharing with them how we feel. And once we do that, we can have discussions that can most of the time help both of us.
What I have found in the men's work that I did with you that was almost a humorous incident when it would happen. The circles of men that I was in that you led usually were, you know, 6 to 8 men. And every now and then a man would express something, and all of the other men would tell him, look, you're coming across really angry. And the man would say, no, I'm not. And it got to the point when this would be a pattern, when a man would say it and every other man disagreed with him, that we as a group would start laughing. Because obviously in those cases, and that's the value of the work that you do, you're just not seeing it. It's one thing if you and I disagree, we could just say, you know, we don't agree. But when 5 or 6 other men that you trust say, hey, dude, this is how it feels, then you better listen.
Yeah, and in that moment, the trick is that in that moment, when you're in the hot seat, you don't trust anybody.
Yes, and you're on the defensive.
Right, but that's what we refer to as the wisdom of the men. When everyone in the room feels one way and you feel another way, there's probably something to look at.
Yeah, for sure. Can we get back to the topic of parental hypocrisy? I mean, is there anything that leaps to mind on the subject that you'd like to share?
Well, you listed a few things in your column about, you know, telling kids don't smoke pot while you're, you know, sneaking a bowl, you know, when they're not looking or whatever.
Yeah.
There are things that we need to teach our kids, and there are discussions that we have to have with them when they're younger that are important. And we may not be living our lives just that way, but we have to teach them that way. For instance, let's talk language.
Mm-hmm.
I am from the streets of the Bronx. I grew up, you know, without much parental supervision, and I use language. I use language with the men. Some people would find it offensive, and it's not always necessary. My kids, though, were taught not to use that language. Now, the reason they were taught that was because I needed to make sure that they weren't inappropriate with it. So the rule was, you don't use that language. Now, they've heard it all. They know the words, and they use it however they want to now that they're older. But it was important, even though I might use it, that they were not to use it. Now, some would criticize me for that sort of parenting choice. I wouldn't use it all the time, but, you know, when things would come up, these words would leak out of me. But they never used it with me until they got a little older and they started testing things, and that's
just
part of the maturation process.
It's interesting. I think that's a very nuanced example, and I would not be one to criticize you for that. I found myself, I was very conscious when the boys were preteen to not use that language at all. And now that they're in their teens, I find that I'm less censoring of my words, and occasionally the F-bomb will come out. And I find that really interesting.
Yeah, this could be, just language in general could be a whole topic of conversation, and there are so many different ways of looking at it, and I can't disagree, I can't argue with people who have a different point of view on this. I was speaking to a man yesterday who was talking about our retreat coming up, and he said, I'm concerned about the language, because I'm so uncomfortable. He says he finds certain, you know, certain language so repulsive, he said. And I said, well, there's going to be something for you to work through because
I knew you were going to say that.
Because you're going to hear it.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
But not wanting to use it and not wanting your family to use it and having an attitude of there's a higher, you know, a higher ground, that's okay. But his reaction to it being repulsive.
Yes, obviously.
Suggests to me something deeper.
Clearly.
And about the judgment. So there's something to learn. So I think shock value has its purpose, especially when we're on the men. And in general, men talk to each other differently. And I think we need to be free to do that because it helps us to get where we need to go.
We are out of time, Wayne. Excellent segment. Where can our listeners reach you?
I have so much more language to share with you, Bruce. You can reach me at bettermen.org and get a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, and find out what we're doing in terms of individual coaching groups. And again, our retreat in Santa Barbara next month.
Terrific. Thanks, Wayne. And I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. We will be back for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Heard the words, it's true, but somehow it just don't seem right.